You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 234, No Yelling Help, 2023. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, how are you doing today? I am doing amazing. Have all my family back home. We've had a lot of traveling in October, so it's been nice to be back home all together again. I probably should have done this call last week, but here we are doing this week because No Yell November started on November 1st, a week ago. So we are 1 week into the Yell November Challenge. And I started this back in 2019. How fun is that? Just something I noticed within homeschools, how much it was affecting homeschools with the yelling and contention in the home. So I thought it'd be fun if I do a fun challenge to really help families to be more peaceful, help their homeschool, all those types of things. So it was just something I started in 2019. And then it was just a 1 month thing and it was over and done with. And then COVID hit and I thought, oh my gosh, this is how I can help, is like now everybody's home with their families. Why don't I bring back the no yelling, just a group, and created a Facebook group, right? So there's a support group and you're still welcome to join that free support group. And I have been doing it ever since. And so I still do a No Yell November challenge each year. And then I have the Facebook group that I just help little tips throughout the year. Every now and then I do a little webinar, just little things like that in there to help people. So I wanted to do a little podcast today of what yelling does in your homeschool, why it matters, all those types of things. And, let's dive in. This is an exciting topic. I know sometimes people like think that these are a little bit hard to hear, but sometimes the hearing things like this is where a lot of growth can be. So like, I challenge you to just listen to this episode, especially if you struggle with yelling. First of all, I guess I do need to say too, that even if you do struggle with yelling, I'm not going to judge you. I know people think like I judge other people for yelling, and just because I run a support group and I don't yell at my kids anymore or anything like that, but I don't, because I understand why. And I totally get it. And I have nothing but love. And I just want to offer help and support. And trust me, like, there is zero judgment coming from me. So just so you know, when people come, they're like, oh, I yelled at my kids, I'm like, okay, like, I still have no emotion with this. We can just dive in and get past that. So just so you know, I love you, whether or not you yell at your kids. So anyway, I saw this lady post one day on a Facebook group. So I'm in a ton of homeschooling Facebook groups and I love seeing what's going on in the homeschool world, what people are talking about. I also get book ideas, just different things like that. I like to help when I can, when someone has a question. And so I like to look at a lot of Facebook groups with that. And anyway, I saw this lady post one day and she was so sad, saying that her teen didn't want to homeschool anymore. So then I started reading through all the comments. And somebody said, have you talked to your teen and to see why she doesn't want to homeschool? To which the author replied something along the lines of, she wants to go back to school because the teachers are nice. And talked about how she yells at her daughter, but defended herself, like, because she's so frustrating or she's so hard, whatnot. And like, still shocked that she wanted to leave and go to school because like, it's the daughter's fault that the mom yells at her. So I don't know any more of the story to that. That's all I read. But why do we think as mother that our children just have to tolerate our bullying? Yes, bullying, because we would not tolerate this anywhere else for our child. If our child were at a government school and they had a teacher who was yelling at them, we would switch classes. We would get the teacher in trouble. We would pull our kid out of the school. We would never tolerate a person treating our child that way. If there was another teen who was yelling and bullying our child, we would teach our kid what to do. Do they need to stand up to them? Do they need to call an authority or contact their parents? Do they need to do something to make it stop? We would not tolerate that type of behavior. It shocks me that mothers wouldn't let anyone else yell at their own kids, even sometimes a husband, right? Like, you cannot yell at the kids, like, they're super protective, but then completely defend themselves when they yell at the kids and act shocked that their kids don't want to be with them or that they don't have a close relationship with them. Now, I'm reminding you, I don't think you're a bad person if you yell, so please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. However, your actions do create your results. If I eat only treats every day for all my meals, I'm going to become overweight and it's going to be very hard on my body. I can either own that I have decided to eat this way and I am fine living my life like this. I could, that's one option. Another option is I could play the victim and say, like, genetics are so against me and our society is so evil telling me I should lose weight and be a certain size. Or option number three, if I don't like the way I feel, I can change my diet. I can change my actions, start exercising, eat real food and exercise. When you choose, yes, I'm saying the word choose, to yell, because yelling is a choice, you also have three options. You can just be okay with your choice. Now, I know some people who are like, Meg, I'm going to keep yelling at my kids. And they just kind of own, like, this is how our life is and I'm totally okay with it. Just know that, like, you totally can choose that option. You're probably not going to be super close with your kids. And I know there's different levels of yelling and all those types of things. And so some parents like this are like, I just yell like every blue moon. And so they're like, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal. But some parents who are yelling daily, even a few times a week, right? Just know that you probably won't be very close with your kids and that you are okay with contention in your home. So that's option number one. Option number two, you can play the victim. And you can say that your kids make you yell and it's not your fault. Or option three, you can change your habits and stop yelling and work on connection instead. I get ridiculously passionate about this topic because I grew up being yelled at and I know how bad it sucks. Nobody likes it. I have yet to coach a person who was like, this person yelled at me. And I was like, thank you. That really helped me. Or if sometimes we're for diving in and somebody's talking about their past or something like that, and they have never, ever, ever said, and how many years I've been coaching, like, wow, when my mother or father or grandma, grandpa, aunt, somebody in my family yelled at me, I was just like, oh, sorry. I was about to sneeze. I was just like, wow, that like really changed my life. No, it's usually a terrible story where they're like, my mom always yelled at me and it was awful and I hated it and I avoided her, all those types of things. Nobody likes it. I had to work my buns off to become a cycle breaker. Sometimes I'll coach somebody and they're like, well, I don't know what else to do. And I'm like, I get it. I know. Neither did I. That's why I was researching and studying and praying and crying and doing all the things to figure it out. That's part of the reason why I have my no yelling courses, because I don't want you to have to spend as many years as it took me to get here. I'd love for you to be done yelling next week and make it as easy as possible. I became a cycle breaker and anybody else can too. I am currently watching a couple friends who are yellers, big yellers, to their husbands, to their children, all their things. And I am watching these marriages just fall apart right now because the wife is yelling so much at the husband, at the children, that people don't even want to be around her. And their marriage is really, really suffering. I also coach teens who get yelled at, right? And they think that they are worthless because how could they not? If the person who is supposed to love them and protect them the most is the one who's yelling at them and insulting them the most. They think that no, they can't do anything right and they are going to get yelled at no matter what. So why even try anymore? Or they become the opposite, the super people pleaser of like, I'm just like, maybe I'll be better. I'll try so hard to be better and try to be in charge of mom's emotions. Mamas, no one can make you yell. And I know people don't like to hear that. I know when I heard that the first time, I was like, that is bullcrap because like I have a lot of little kids and like they're crazy sometimes, right? But it wasn't until I took ownership of like, I chose to yell at my kids and like looking in the mirror and saying that to myself, it was like, whoa, that is a sucker punch. Like that feels awful. But that taking that ownership allowed me to grow and change instead of to keep trying to make my children change so I don't yell at them anymore. All November, I'm helping mamas to stop yelling all year long, but especially in November. It makes your homeschool better. It makes your relationships better. It makes you feel more peaceful, right? Less guilt, less shame, all those types of things. But guess what else it also improves? It improves your child's behavior. So instead of putting in this energy into controlling your child and making them show up a certain way, when you put that energy into you, what you actually have control over, and quit yelling at your kids, it actually improves their behavior. Why? Because when children feel connected, they listen to you, they want to be with you, they're willing to help you, and all these amazing things start happening. Guess what else starts happening? Your children start learning that they don't need to yell at their siblings to get their way. They don't yell at mom and dad anymore because now they are learning appropriate behavior by your example. So there are so many amazing things that happen when you give up yelling. But the first thing you have to do is admit that it's choice. And not put that on your children anymore, but say, I am choosing to yell. I chose to yell at my kids this morning when they spilled their milk. I chose to yell at my kids when we were cleaning the rooms. I chose to do that. And when you take that ownership, then you can start deciding what to do next. Like I said, all month long, I'm going to be giving No Yell November help. And so you are welcome to join the free support group on Facebook. There's a link in my Instagram. You can join it from there. I'll probably put it in my email as well that will go out. But I also have my No Yelling course and I'm excited about this. I made it into a podcast, a private podcast, because I don't know about you, but I've joined courses before that I have to log onto a computer and I just don't get to them very much because like I have to sit down, I'm stuck onto a computer, I have to log in and I have to do all these things. So I wanted it as accessible as humanly possible. You can listen to it in the car. You can listen to it with your kids right there, right? Then you can have this whole support team of like, this is what we are. We are a family that's calm. We are a family that figures things out without freaking out. So it's in a private podcast. So it's so easy to take and listen to on the go. Mamas, we have the power to make the world a better place. And it starts in our own home. I love you. I'm rooting for you. And I will talk to you next week. Hey friend, if you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.